Sunday Tama Talk.
Happy day, friends. Welcome to another Sunday morning Tama Talk. I'm Prakrubhairika Dr. Barton Yanatiro. I'll be interviewing revered meditation master Dr. Pratrajyan Wisit, abbot of Wat Lung Poso, Thammakayaram, in Damnern Sadawak district of Ratburi province, Thailand. Dr. Pratrajyan Wisit has studied, practiced, and taught Buddhist meditation since 1970. He is dedicated to revitalizing Buddhism with equal emphasis on meditation practice and scripture study, and has led Wat Lung Phosphat to become a center of excellence in both, training over 20,000 participants annually. This is our 10th Sunday Tama Talk. We are into the third higher training, Banya, or developing wisdom through vipassana, insight meditation. We're now going to begin to discuss the details of Lord Buddha's major message on meditation, the greater discourse on the four foundations of mindfulness. Today we shall consider the first of the four foundations, mindfulness of the body. Venerable Dr. Pratrajyan Wisit, I have the honor to wish you a very, very good morning. Could you please begin by summarizing briefly our previous session for those who missed it?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. The higher training in wisdom, Atipanya Sikha, aims at developing the insight to see clearly and grasp firmly the true nature of this world's ephemeral, illusory, conditioned phenomena. This include the five aggregates of body, perception, memory, thought, and consciousness, which make up our own psychophysical organism, or nama rupa. Meditators penetrate to full comprehension through objective comparison of conditioned phenomena with the ultimate, eternal, unchanging reality of Nirvana, which is everlasting or immortal. This is vipassana meditation. It can be best achieved when the mind has already been trained to become pure and firmly concentrated through samatha and anupassana meditation. Compound phenomena include both visible physical components and invisible factors such as karma, which influence birth and development. Everything in this world is compound, including our own five aggregates. We are born, exist for a moment, and then die and disintegrate. While in existence, we change constantly, first growing and then degenerating. We exhibit the three universal characteristics of impermanence, anicchang, suffering, dukkhang, and non-self, anatta. Our rebirth is fundamentally conditioned by ignorance, nourished by depression, greed, hatred, and delusion, which stimulate behaviors producing either beneficial or harmful karmic consequences. As long as ignorance remains, rebirth will continue. Rebirth into happy or suffering worlds is governed by three main factors. First, niche karma, or kammanketang, is favorable or unfavorable destiny based on past actions, which determines the happy or suffering nature of one specific slot in the new world. Second, seed consciousness, or vinyanang pichang, establishes the genetic base or root stock determining what we can see and comprehend. Finally, germination cravings, or tanha sineho, imparts the life force, propelling growth. These three factors condition becoming. First, they create world and specific niche into which the new being will be born, and then they produce rebirth, old age, sickness, and death, in brief, suffering, follow automatically. When a human being dies, it is the coarse human body that we see cease to function, the four mental aggregates, and the inner refined human body, together with the karmic accumulations, form the nucleus for a new psychophysical organism. They all depart together from the crude body as it passes away. If the virtues of this nucleus fall into the human range, it appears for human rebirth, entering the body of the potential father, and waiting at the center of the body for up to 7 days for the potential parents to have sexual intercourse. When the mental aggregates of father, mother, and baby come together, a human force similar to gravity pulls the baby from the father into the mother as the sperm joins the egg. This is why our mental spheres are at the center of the body.
Thank you, sir. Now, can you please explain mindfulness of the body meditation, the first of the four foundations of mindfulness?
We conduct four foundations of mindfulness meditation to experience and contemplate the bodies in the body, feelings in the feelings, mind in mind, and Dhamma in the Dhamma. The meditator first practices samatha meditation to develop jhana and purify the mind from the five hindrances, laziness, doubt, ill will, restlessness, and sensual desire. When the mind is pure and firmly concentrated, the seeker reflects on the coarse human body by observing the five root meditation objects, which are the hair on the head, body hair, nail, teeth, and skin. From these five, the meditator can expand contemplating all 32 parts of the body designated for study. These are head hair, body hairs, nails, teeth, skin, flesh, sinews, bones, marrow, kidneys, heart, liver, pleura, spleen, lungs, intestines, intestinal tract, stomach, feces, bile, phlegm, pus, blood, sweat, fat, tears, grease, saliva, nasal, mucus, synovium, oil lubricating the joints, urine, and the brain in the skull. These 32 parts of the body all have the universal worldly characteristics of being impermanent, subject to suffering, and non-self, or void of real, impermanent essence, or permanent essence. We can observe these characteristics internally, in our own body, and also externally, in the bodies of others. This is the first level of mindfulness of the body. As meditation progresses to higher and higher levels, we can also examine refined body in the body, transcendent Dhammakaya, and eventually the ultimate ageless, immortal, supreme peace and happiness of Nirvana. As we compare the unsatisfactory, frustrating, mundane characteristics of worldly phenomena with the splendid radiance, peace, and happiness of transcendent Dhammakaya and Nirvana, wisdom blossoms. We penetrate ultimate, absolute realization that everything in this world, including our own psychophysical organism, is just an ephemeral, enchanting, deluding, frustrating, and ultimately tormenting fantasy. We become bored with the chores of taking care of the body continually, feeding, washing, grooming, and nursing it. As one meditating commented, the body comes to seem like a heavy backpack that we are always carrying. It feels good when we put it down. Such insight releases us from attachment and frees us from bodily cravings, as well as the passions and unwholesome actions which cause suffering. Wisdom and purity develop hand in hand. As wisdom develops, the mind becomes purer and purer, more and more peaceful, and able to see more and more clearly, inspiring right speech, right action, and right livelihood, which result in peaceful, happy living. At the same time, right wisdom enables the meditator to fulfill the 10 perfections, cutting the fetters binding us to this sensual world and transcending to higher and higher Dhammakaya levels. The first Dhammakaya body, Kotrapu, is the gatekeeper, with one foot in transcendence and one foot in the sensual world. Kotrapu has not yet reached noble disciple level and can still fall back to be swallowed up in the engulfing flood of sensual enchantment again. With continuing practice, the meditator advances to stream enterer, and then to higher and higher noble disciple Dhammakaya, with purer and purer virtues. These Dhammakayas eventually appear permanently, giving broad insight and right wisdom, leading the crude human body to behave properly, with right speech, right action, and right livelihood. This also develops the other factors of the Noble Eightfold Path: right effort, right mindfulness, right concentration, right thought, and right intention. This terminates accumulation of bad karma and adds momentum to the upward spiral, enhancing right wisdom, cutting more fetters, and reaching higher and higher noble disciple levels. We experience less and less cravings and attachment, enjoy more and more freedom from suffering, and ultimately cut all 10 fetters to reach Arahant sainthood.
Thank you, sir. Now, can you please detail the specific methods for conducting mindfulness of the body meditation?
Lord Buddha specifies 6 methods of contemplating the body. The first method is contemplation of breathing, anapanasati. A bhikkhu sits cross-legged in a solitary place, keeping his body erect and focuses on breathing. Only with keen mindfulness, he breathes in and breathes out, breathing in a long breath or a short breath, and breathing out a long breath or a short breath. He knows what he is doing. He trains himself to be aware of the whole breath body and to calm the breathing process. He dwells perceiving the body over and over again as just body, not mind, self, or I, but just a phenomenon. He perceives the body as just body, both in himself and in others. He perceives the arising and dissolution of the body, along with their causes. He is firmly mindful that only body exists. This is no soul, self, or I. Progressively, he gains insight, vipassana, and becomes detached from craving and wrong views. Thus, he dwells without clinging to anything in this world. The second method is mindfulness of body postures, iriyapata. A bhikkhu is always mindful of body postures, whether walking, standing, sitting, or lying down. Whatever way his body is moving or placed, he dwells perceiving the body again and again as just body, and dwells without clinging to anything in this world. The third method is full awareness of bodily actions, sampajanya. A bhikkhu is always fully aware of what he is doing, whether moving forward or backward, looking straight ahead or elsewhere, bending or straightening, stretching, or while eating, drinking, chewing, tasting, urinating, or defecating. He is fully aware while walking, standing, sitting, falling asleep, waking, speaking, or remaining silent. He is firmly mindful that this is only body, and dwells without clinging to anything in this world. The fourth method is contemplating the body as impure. Patikul manasika. A bhikkhu examines the body piece by piece, from the soles of the feet to the tip of the hair on the head, as just a bag of skin full of pollutants. He repeats the 32 parts of the body over and over, firmly mindful that this is only body. He dwells without clinging to anything in this world. The fifth method is contemplation of the body as just elements, tatu manasika. Again, a bhikkhu examines and analyzes the body as only a collection of primary elements, thinking that this body consists of only of the earth element, the water element, the fire element, and the air element. He is firmly mindful that this is only body. He dwells without clinging to anything in this world. The sixth method is the nine contemplations of decaying curves. Navasivatika. First, a bhikkhu contemplates a body 1 to 3 days dead, swollen, blue, and festering, thinking that this body too will become like that. Second, a body being devoured by crows, vultures, other animals, and worms. Third, a skeleton held together by tendons, with some flesh and blood still adhering to it. Fourth, a skeleton held together by tendons and blood smeared, but fleshless. Fifth, a skeleton held together by tendons, but without either flesh or blood. Six, a body that is just loose bone scattered in all directions. Seven, a body that is just cone-colored, bleached bones. Eight, a body that is bones over a year old, lying in a heap. Finally, ninth, a bhikkhu contemplates a body that is just rotted bones, crumbling to dust. He thinks that this body too will become like that. It cannot escape it. Thus, he dwells perceiving the body as just body, not mind, self, or I, but just a phenomenon. He perceives the body as just body in both himself and in others. He perceives the arising and dissolution of the body, and the causes of each. He is firmly mindful that only body exists, no soul, self, or I. Mindfulness leads to insight, and becomes detached from craving and wrong views. He dwells without clinging to anything in this world. There are the ways in which a bhikkhu dwells perceiving, again and again, the body as just the body.
Now, sir, can you please lead us in a few minutes of mindfulness of the body, vipassana meditation?
All right. We sit upright in a regular meditation posture, cross-legged, as seen in some Buddha images. with the right leg resting upon the left. The right hand rests on the left. Palms turn upwards, with the right index finger just touching the left thumb. The body is straight, and the mind is fully alert. Take a deep breath and relax the body until you feel comfortable. Close your eyelids lightly. Do not press them. We use two aids. First, a mantra, repeated over and over again. Our mantra is Samma Arahang. Second, an object of visualization, a bright, clear, luminous sphere called the Alokakasenya, or light object. Using these aids, we draw the mind inward to the center of the body, and the mind components of vision, memory, thought, and awareness come together into oneness. Imagine a bright, clear, luminous sphere located at the sixth base of the mind, the center of the body, directly behind the navel or belly button. Focus your full attention at the center of the sphere so that the four components of the mind, seeing, remembering, thinking, and recognizing, come together at one point inside the sphere. This is the way we calm and concentrate our mind. The mind itself is invisible, but we can use visible objects to train it. While your mind is concentrated at the center of the sphere, recite the mantra over and over to yourself, Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang. This is Buddha Anusati, or recollection of Buddha's virtues. Samma is the Bali word for right, meaning ultimately correct or true. It is an abbreviation of Samma Sambuddho, meaning Lord Buddha's enlightened wisdom. This amounts to making the wish may again wisdom. The second word of the mantra is Arahang, meaning purity. This is remembering Lord Buddha's spotless freedom from defilements and amount to the wish may I gain purity. From the navel level, we bring the sphere upwards just 2 inches or 5 centimeters, keeping our mind at the center of the sphere. This is the final seventh base of the mind, referred to as position of the sphere at the center of the body. Rest your mind inside the sphere at the position number 7 and repeat Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang continually and mindfully. This is the mind permanent resting place. Whenever a person or any other creatures is born, dies, sleeps, or wakens, the Dhamma sphere arises at the center of the body. Inside the Dhamma sphere are 5 little spheres of the original elements. At the front, the water element. To the right, the earth element. At the back, the fire element. And on the left, the wind element. At the center is the space element. And inside the space element are the 4 mind aggregates, locate concentrically inside each other, namely the spheres of perception, memory, thought, and recognition. Thus, the 4 mind aggregates are located at the center of the body aggregate. Keep the bright sphere resting at the center of the body. Mentally recite the word Samma Arahang continuously to keep the sphere still and make it become brighter and clearer. Focus your mind at the bright center of the sphere and at the bright center of each successive sphere that emerges. Pay no attention to any external sensation. Do not force the mind too strongly. Do not use the physical eyes to focus on the vision. Always focus on center of each new sphere which emerges. Rest the mind there. Eventually, a bright, clear sphere will arise. This is Dhamma sphere. Do not be overjoyed. Keep your mind calm and equanimity. Hold the mind still and stop repeating Samma Arahang. Just concentrate at the center of Dhamma sphere. This is your own nucleus, which gave rise to this body and this mind. You should feel that your mind is in the very purest state it has ever achieved, with firm oneness. You should experience the greatest happiness that you have ever known, not happiness based on an external object, but happiness arising from within. This is due to bringing fully pure from the five hindrances. Now, take one hair from the top of your head and visualize it as under the microscope at the center of your sphere, at the center of the body. Take a good look. See it as it really is. Look how dirty it is. Look at the natural processes of degeneration consultantly at work to make it look and smell bad. We think we are stuck with this body. In meditation, however, we can enjoy our celestial angel body radiant with cheerful brightness, gentle loving-kindness, and warm compassion. Ultimately, we can meditate to experience the non-compound nature of Nibbana or Nirvana, eternal peaceful happiness, and essential, meaningful reality. This is where we belong. This is our refuge. And now, let us share all of the merit that we have made in the meditation and previously, together with all of our loving-kindness, with all beings everywhere throughout the universe. We share with our parents, our grandparents, our family, our teachers and our friends. We share with our king and our queen, and the whole Chakri dynasty, especially with the king's elder sister, who has recently passed away. May Lord Buddha bless us all to lead a peaceful, happiness life, free from suffering, free from problems, and free from enmity. And may this meditation help to bring us closer to transcendence and Nirvana. And now we come slowly out of meditation and open the eyes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. We all deeply appreciate your very kind and generous instruction.
May Lord Buddha bless you all.
We would like to invite all interested listeners to join us for meditation at Wat Lung Phosphat any Sunday. Our bus leaves from just outside the entrance of Wat Siket, the Golden Mountain Temple, at 7 a.m. every Sunday morning. Dr. Pratrajan Wisit leads morning chanting and meditation in Thai, beginning at 9:30, and I conduct a simultaneous meditation session separately for English speakers. You're all very welcome. Please see our website at en.tamakaya.org for details. en.tamakaya.org. Thank you very much.
Sunday Dhamma Talk.